mellow, all super mellow night on Rockstar tonight because I had to be quiet and Falk was tired and it was acoustic rock, so super quiet. Anyway, tonight we have quite the lineup for you. Woo! Top six. And we have a guest judge of Gildragon, which is super awesome, so special thanks to him for helping out. And up first is Aria. Woo! Welcome to Rockstar, everybody.
Yay!
Tonight we have our guest judge, Gildragon.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
I have to be quiet because my parents are sleeping and I don't want to go downstairs because I'm lazy.
So it's going to sound like she's eating her mic the entire episode.
Does it sound like I'm eating my mic right now?
I don't know.
A little bit?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
When we first started using microphones in my church group, they said their motto was "Make out with Mike."
Aria, I love Aria. You guys, why don't we let Gildragon go first because he is our guest.
Oh yay!
I loved Aria before coming to VH, so because I met her through Beloved Star, so. And then I buttered up her channel because I thought she was going to do a choir. But anyways, going to Aria's review. I'm kind of glad that Aria, you did Evanescence, because, you know, you did, I think you did one or two songs before by them, and I liked it, because I think it fits for this. I think at times you were using a British accent. It sounded like it wasn't your natural voice, like you're almost choosing it, which wasn't a bad thing necessarily, but it didn't sound like it was more you versus something you're putting on.
To me, it sounded kind of like she was just rounding her vowels more. Like, yeah, just sounded more like she was trying to be a little bit more technical with mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. which is fine. I think it still sounded good, but yeah, I was just agreeing totally. With you. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I forgive you. I would have liked, and this is, I think, more just me because I'm a fan of it, on some of the lower notes, some of them, very few moments that this could have happened, I would have liked to have heard a, like, sort of a soft gravel to your voice, which I think you can pull off, but I didn't hear. But then again, that's also interpretation, so, yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, I pretty much have similar things. I said that I really liked your backtrack.
Oh yeah, I was thinking that sounded, too. It sounded like Celtic woman-y, and I liked that.
It just sounded like really pretty, and I think you sounded really pretty. I liked your really high hello, like when it went up really high and you held it for a while. That sounded really pretty. That was really nice. Valak, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I don't know. I felt like the emotion was a little, like, teeny tiny, minuscule bit lacking. But I think it was because you were trying to make it sound, like, kind of proper and, like, it sounded like Celtic woman-y to me. Like, that's what the technicalness sounded like to me. And that was pretty much all I really wrote. It was, like, really good.
Yar.
Done.
Up next is Clary. Oh, wow, wow. I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody, yeah. You know that I could use somebody, someone like you and all you know and how you speak. Countless lovers undercover off the street. I know that I could use somebody, yeah, yeah. You know that I could use somebody. Someone like you, well, well. Someone like you, well, well. Off in the night while you live it up, I'm off to sleep. Waging wars to shake the poet and the beast. And I hope it's gonna make you notice, yeah. I hope it's gonna make you notice, yeah, yeah. Someone like me, whoa, whoa, yeah. Someone like me, whoa, whoa. Thank you.
I could use somebody. I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see.
Clary.
Better Clary, it sounds like it.
Yay, no more sick, no more sick.
Almost like a new Clary to me.
Yeah.
A brand new Clary.
Reborn.
It's a new day.
Valk, what did you think? You can go first this time.
I really like this for your voice, Clary. There were a couple of, like, mic puffs I noticed when you said beat one time in the middle. I think in the first verse there was, like, you hit your mic or there was a puff or something, so just, like, watch out for those. And the only other note I had is, like, I like how you, like, it's an acoustic song, but you were still, like, rocking it up with, like, this awesome, like, mellow but not energy, and it's like hard to describe, but it was awesome.
Yeah, it was super great. I was like really enjoying it, and this was totally like what I was hoping people would do.
Yeah, me too.
This week was like acoustic versions of like harder rock songs. So I'm super happy that you did this. My really only main issue with this was the puffs. You had a couple at the beginning and on beat. Yeah, like they were just scattered throughout, which just I don't know, like sometimes I don't know if maybe you got like good takes of it and you couldn't get them removed, because sometimes I'll do that, like if there's like a slight puff I'll keep it in if I like really like my emotion, like, and stuff.
I love this take, screw
So yeah, so I get that. So I'm assuming that's what happened, because normally you don't have mic puffs. So I was really surprised by that. So just watch that. Gildragon, what do you think?
I really liked the choice of sort of the technique / style that you added to your voice, kind of what you guys were saying before. I thought your slides were awesome.
Oh, yeah, and I love the runs.
Yeah, those were great. And the very first Someone Like Me, I was like, whoa, where did that come from? Because I just thought that, I was like, okay, I'm paying more attention to this song now. Although, I mean, I'm not familiar with the song, so I suppose that doesn't help me, but I wasn't entirely sure sort of what emotion or energy you were going for exactly. So I was slightly confused in that, but that's more just like, as I said, it's an interpretation thing. So, but as far as your performance of it, I don't think I really have any complaints at all.
Yeah, this was really good.
I don't know half the songs. It's fine.
You're right. I'm done. Are you guys cool?
Me too.
I'm done.
Woohoo! Up next is Jeffers.
Miss the sound of your voice, and I miss the rush of your skin, and I miss the still of the silence as you breathe out and I breathe in. If I could walk on water, I could tell you what's next and make you believe and make you forget. So come on, get higher and loosen my lips. Faith and desire with the swing of your hips, just to pull me down hard and drown me with love. So come on, get higher and loosen my lips. Faith and desire with the swing of your hips, just to pull me down hard and drown me in love. I miss the sound of your voice, loudest thing in my head, and I ache to remember all the violent, sweet, perfect words that you said. If I could walk on water, I could tell you what's next. I'd make you believe, I'd make you forget. So come on, get higher and loosen my lips. faith and desire with the swing of your hip, just to pull me down hard and drown me in love. So come on, get higher and loosen my lips. Faith and desire with the swing of your hip, just to pull me down hard and drown me in love. Miss the pull of your heart, I taste the sparks on your tongue. I see angels and devils and God when you hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Sing sha-la-la, la. Sing sha-la-la, la. Get higher and loosen my lips. Faith and desire with the swing of your hip, just to pull me down hard and drown me in love. So come on, get higher and loosen my lips. Faith and desire with the swing of your hip, just to pull me down hard and drown me and drown me in love.
Come on, get higher and loosen my
so
lips.
Wrong.
Faith and desire and swing of
so
your hip,
wrong.
Just to pull me down hard.
It's so
drown me in love.
Right, so come on and get higher, come on and get higher, 'cause everything works, love, everything works in your arms.
Jeffers.
Jeffers.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go first this time because I let you two fools go first the other times.
Hi, y'all.
All right.
Okay, so Jeffers, I think this was pretty good. I thought you were, like, a little too happy at some points, instead of having kind of a more longing to your voice and longing to your emotion, like, real desire, because I feel like this song is very passionate in that sense. Towards the end, you sang, and, like, drown me, and then you said drown again, and you, like, went, like, you put, like, a gruffness to your voice, and that was, like, really good. I really liked that moment when you it was towards the very end. You repeated drown. You're like, and drown me, and drown me. It was so weird.
Yeah, I had that note, too. I really liked that. Yeah.
Your harmonies were fantastic, I thought.
Yeah, you're awesome at harmonies.
And there was a couple places where you used your head voice where I really didn't like it, and then there were a couple places where I did like it. Like, when you did it in the background and kind of did, like, an ooh, you sounded cute, and then when you... There was one time when you said a specific word, and I wish I'd written the word down, but I missed it, and it sounded kind of strange. But other than that, I thought this was pretty good. The competition's getting, like, super tough. I'm like, ah! What did you guys think?
I thought, Jeffers, you were very little nasally for the first few moments of your song, when it started out on some of the higher notes a little bit. Like, it seemed that you had, like, a sort of technique you were going for, but then, like, when you went for some notes, it kind of just, like, transformed into a nasal tonal quality, which seemed off for me. One thing that I sort of, I'm not sure whether or not I like, but I thought it was at least interesting, which is still bonus points in my book, is your sort of falsettos you did towards the end of the song, which I don't normally hear that kind of falsetto from a man, which is not, like, a strange thing, but but yeah, I thought that was very interesting to listen to. So this was also a different song than what I've normally heard. Although, I mean, granted, I've only really heard you on Rockstar, but still, yeah, that's all I got.
I kept on, like, laughing at this, not, like, in a bad way, but it was just like, Jeffers is singing the song, and I don't know, it was weird. It made me giggle, so I guess that the emotion of the song got across. And, yeah, I thought that it sounded a little too happy, like Rochelle said. And I feel like the high notes, like, To me, it sounded like you were trying to hit him and got scared, so your throat closed up or something. I don't know if that happened, but I know that happens to me when I get nervous about notes and stuff. So just, like, watch out for that. And, at the end when you were, like, singing with yourself, like, overlaying, that's what it's called. The timing of one of them sounded like it was a little off.
Oh, yeah, there were a couple moments when your timing felt like a little rushed. Like, it felt like you were rushing to fit all the words in. I meant to say that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's about it. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have any major complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, done?
Done.
Done.